Elegance by Kathleen Tesoro. It's a freezing night in February, and my husband and I are standing outside of the National Portrait Gallery in Trafalgar Square. "Here we are," he says, but neither of us move. "Look," he bargains with me, "if it's dreadful, we'll just stay for one drink and go. When you want to go, just say the word potato in a sentence, and then I'll know you want to leave. Okay?" "I could always just tell you I want to leave," I point out. He frowns at me. "Louise, I know you don't want to do this, but you could at least make an effort. She's my mother, for Christ's sake, and it's not every day that you're part of a major photographic exhibition. Besides, she really likes you." I sigh and stare at my feet. I'm dying to say it. Potato, 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 potato. I know it's a complete cliché to hate your mother-in-law, but when your mother-in-law is a former model from the 1950s who specializes in reducing you to a blithering pulp each time you see her, then there really is only one word that springs to mind. Potato. He wraps an arm around me. "This really isn't a big deal, Pumpkin." I wish he wouldn't call me Pumpkin. "But there are some things you do, if not for love, then at least for a quiet life. Besides, we've come too far to turn back now." I lift my head and force a smile. "All right, let's go." We walk past two vast security guards and step inside. I strip off my brown woolly overcoat and hand it to the coat check attendant, discreetly passing my hand over my tummy. Too much pasta tonight. Comfort food. Comfort eating.